Hello, good morning, and welcome back or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and today's episode is all about achieving that post-breakup glow up, how to focus on yourself from your mindset to your routines to your self-love rituals, everything and anything that I personally do when going through a breakup or any kind of like low period in your life, no matter what it is. And this doesn't necessarily mean like a relationship breakup, like a full-fledged relationship. It can be as simple as a situationship breakup, any sort of life-changing event. I feel like I've mastered this, unfortunately or fortunately for you. So these are all the things that I personally do to feel my best and feel like my best self, my highest self after going through a breakup and maybe feeling a little heartbroken or upset or disappointed, you know, in the outcome of something. But nonetheless, let's start off with our life updates, some housekeeping, my current faves, and then we shall go into the bulk of the episode. As always, if you don't like the life updates, if you're new here and you don't care about my life, feel free. The fast forward button does exist, but I know the OG listeners love to hear what's going on. I decided to do something really scary and intimidating, and I have finally decided to sign up to get my Pilates mat certification. I'm doing it with my friend Emily Kozacek. That's how you pronounce her last name. I've like never actually properly said it out loud, but I'm doing it with Emily and I'm so excited. I'm going to be doing that in October. I was debating whether or not I kind of wanted to keep that to myself or share, but here we are sharing it. I'm super, super excited. Past few months, I have felt really drawn to get my certification. Hopefully one day I can also do my reformer, but I feel like this is the next step that I need to do. And I'd love to teach at a studio, whether it's Jaybird or any other Pilates studio. I feel like, you know what, it was meant to be, because I'm at the point where I've had a few of you think that I teach at Jaybird, or I've had people think that I teach at Jaybird because I post that I'm there so often. I've also been running more. I've gotten back into running. I've been doing a lot of run clubs, from running and leading my own Aloe Run Club, which was so exciting, you guys. It was such a fun and thrilling experience. I was definitely so nervous before. I just had such imposter syndrome, and it was something I had never like done myself before. I've always just like attended run clubs when I do, so it was a little bit intimidating. But we did the damn thing, and I attended Emily's run club this morning and went for a run with a friend. I don't know if you guys know, but like I was always so scared to like run with other people. I would only run by myself, but now we've embraced that fear, and now it's just chill and easy, and it's not a big deal. And that's another reminder to do the things that scare you and intimidate you, because they'll just become a normal part as to who you are, and that is how you grow as a person, by doing the uncomfortable. We cannot grow in comfort. I also got to meet my baby nephew. His name is Matthew. He's the most adorable little baby. So different to my first nephew. He is so calm and chill. Looks more like my brother-in-law. The sweetest little angel. And it's so cute seeing my older nephew be a big brother. And he always goes, "Hi, baby," which is so cute. Just so precious. And I definitely have baby fever, which I never really thought that I would. I don't know. Like, I've known that, like, I've always wanted to have kids, but I just like never had like an intense desire. I never really loved babysitting. I wasn't one of the girls that like wanted to take care of the babies and ever had interest when I saw cute kids. That just was not my shtick. But now, ever since having a nephew and now having another one, definitely have an appreciation and adoration. I don't know what the word would be. And I adore children more. I mean, obviously very circumstantial, and do not want one anytime soon. I have a lot more things to do before then, but definitely have baby fever. So there's that. There's that realization. I know I said last week that I was going to be announcing officially the Hot Girl Sweat event, but we have been finalizing things, and I'll do that this week, so look out for that. I'm pretty sure I'm doing it on Monday, so when you're listening to this, it should be announced. If not, some point this week. It will be the 27th of September at 9 p.m. on a Friday with a live DJ, alcohol-free beverages, and lots of fun goodies and good vibes. Back to school used to be my favorite time of year. I loved getting my new school supplies, my timetable, stocking up on my fave gum, Excel, and getting my playlist to set the vibes. Excel, Canada's number one gum brand, has launched a back-to-school album on Spotify, including ASMR and Beats Fusion to help students confidently head back to school. Head into the school year confidently by streaming the Back to School album on Spotify. A dollar from each stream will be donated to Pathways to Education, a national charity helping students in low-income communities overcome barriers to education. Thank you, Excel Gum, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. On to my current faves. I don't know if this is borderline psychotic of me, but I've been listening to Tate's new song, It's Okay, I'm Okay, on repeat. On Friday, I literally listened to it on repeat on the way to my sister's house, and then on repeat on the way back, and then when I was walking, I was just listening to it on repeat. And listening to it on repeat while walking is just a whole other feeling. You feel like such a badass bitch. So if you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend. Also love the music video, but anyway, we love Tate's new song. I've also been into slick back hair. I've been wearing my hair up more, and not just for running or workouts or going to Othership or Arc or like the sauna, but out. I like never used to wear my hair up at all, but I think in Italy I started to like it a bit more and feel more confident in doing so and like how I look with my hair up. I feel like I always preferred my hair down and thought I looked better with it down, but now I really do love my hair pulled back. It almost like snatches your face and I don't just feel like an egg, but I am really loving slick back hair. And then with that, I've been loving my Day 3-in-1 styling cream to help with the slick back situation. My third current fave is body oil, the First Aid Beauty post shower body oil. It is so good. I didn't use this product for so long. I got it in PR and it was just like sitting in my little PR closet bin situation, but I kept seeing a makeup artist I follow rave about it and how she's gone through so many different bottles, and I had finished my body lotion and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try out the body oil. I was scared that it's gonna feel like super oily and greasy and transfer to my clothes. No, it is literally the most perfect thing ever, and I feel like it gives your skin like that glass luminous look to it, and it's so pretty and it feels so good. So I highly recommend. My fourth favorite is berries. I have been doing berries once a week, and I honestly really love just like the contrast of the occasional HIIT workout. You guys know like Pilates is definitely my main form of movement, but it's been really fun reintegrating running and HIIT strength workouts back into my routine. I love just doing a full body class. So either on a Friday or Sunday, I don't think any of the other days are full body, but just doing a full body class to make sure that I'm hitting all the different muscle groups and we feel really nice and balanced, but really been loving that. And then my fifth and final current fave is doing things that make me feel sexier. So doing more sultry makeup or listening to Tate's new song, wearing pretty underwear, wearing clothes that I feel like sexy and confident in. And that doesn't necessarily mean showing skin. Honestly, dressing classier and more modestly has made me feel more sexy. Continuously learning how to dress for my body type and also like knowing what colors look good on me is super confidence boosting. I feel like that is just like the most instant confidence boosting, self-esteem boosting way is like doing things that make you feel sexier. There's this girl, I don't know her name, but she comes up on my For You page on TikTok and she's doing a challenge with herself to do things that make her feel sexier. And that kind of inspired me to take it to the kind of the next level, because I feel in my post breakup glow up situation and everything I've been doing these past couple of months, like the past 6 months or so, have been situated around that, like just like making me feel really good in my own skin and feeling confident and improving my self-esteem and my self-love and all of this. But just doing things that make me feel sexier, picking out a sexy fragrance or wearing a matching underwear and bra, just little things for me, or even getting cuter pajamas that I really like and just make me feel really good in my own skin. These things don't have to be for other people. They shouldn't. These are things that you are doing for you solely. And if someone else gets to experience it, then they get to experience it. Okay, let's jump into the episode. As always, you guys know, if you're an avid listener, you know I always like to start with mindset. Mindset, I believe, is everything. I think the energy that you create from within is what gets rippled outwards. And I think just like our mindset is everything and can really change the way in which we see things and act and feel overall, and also the way that people respond to us. So I think what's super important when it comes to a post breakup glow up, a lot of these things you can apply it to like pretty much any low moment in your life, but I'm going to be speaking about a post breakup glow up for majority of it, but you can apply it to pretty much anything. Shift your mindset from something that you've lost to something that you've gained. It's all about reframing it. I talk about reframing a lot on here, and it's something that my therapist taught me, but instead of looking as you lost this person, you're never going to find love again, you're never going to trust again, you're never going to experience something like that again, change your perspective to you've gained a new beginning. You have more time for yourself, an opportunity to put more energy into other things like your routines, your workouts, your career, hobbies, friendship, family. Try to reframe and shift the mindset from being this like super negative, closed-minded situation to something that is super positive, abundant. You're looking for that silver lining. When we come out of a relationship and we're now single, and this relationship can be anything from a full-fledged long-term boyfriend-girlfriend situation. It could be you're engaged and you break off the engagement. It could be you were married and now you're divorced. It could be a situationship. It could be a guy that you've been hooking up with for a bit. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Whatever it means to you, obviously, no matter the status of what that relationship was, it meant something for you and your feelings are valid. And I want you to know that your feelings are valid, because I know what it feels like for friends and people to invalidate your feelings, or you even try to invalidate your feelings because you're like, oh, I wasn't actually dating them, so I can't actually be sad or upset or hurt or bummed or feel shitty about this ending or not going the way that I want it to go. All those feelings are super valid and reasonable. And you're still human at the end of the day, whether that title existed or not. I also want to remind you that you won't lose what's meant for you. Everything truly happens for a reason, whether you want to believe it or not. I personally believe that there is a reason why everything happens, and you may not be able to see it right now, or maybe you do a little bit, but you don't fully understand or you can't fully grasp as to why this had to play out the way that it did. But when you're further along in your journey and you're further along in life and you're a bit removed from this, I think you'll be able to look at this from a different perspective. I recently discovered this really cool supplement. You guys know I'm always up to try new health and wellness things, whether it be the supplements I'm taking, the way I'm eating, how I'm moving my body, the little wellness practices and habits and rituals that I'm integrating into my day-to-day life. And I've been taking the supplement MitoPure from Timeline for the past few months. And it's really cool because it helps with muscle health, recovery, strength. And you guys know that I'm so adamant about training for health, for endurance, for athleticism, and also for longevity in my life, to be able to still have good mobility and movement as I continue to age. I think it's really important to take care of your health when you're young and you still have it, and to not take it for granted. And I feel like MitoPure is the perfect supplement for that in my life. It is super easy to take. You can take 2 soft gels a day for as little as 2 months and start seeing significant improvements in your cellular energy, muscle strength, and endurance. After around 4 months, which I'm hitting around that point right now, you'll feel yourself getting stronger, recovering faster after workouts, which is so key, especially with me who cross trains all the time. And you also experience less inflammation. That's something that I struggle with a lot, especially if I'm training more intensively. And I feel like I've definitely have noticed a difference. My fingers are less inflamed. I feel like my face is less inflamed.
my muscles recover so much better from workouts. So if you are curious in learning more about MitoPure from Timeline or trying it out for yourself, Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. You can go to timeline.com/Alana. That's timeline.com/Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, for 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Thank you, Timeline, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I swear me and my girlfriends are always talking about this, and maybe I just live on the side of the side of the internet that everyone is just trying to figure out their cycles. Like us as girls, we are trying to figure out our cycles, whether we're on birth control or not, whether we're coming off of birth control, and we're just trying to figure out our cycles, cycle sync, you know, figure out the hormones and whatnot. There's so many different methods, and it can definitely be confusing and draining, and there's so many side effects and symptoms that come along with things just feeling a little out of whack. And I know I've been on a journey to manage my hormones and find a better way to just like manage my PMS and feeling just not like myself. And that is why I started taking Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. You guys know I love my adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes or just life as you know it. And Hormone Harmony can really help with racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Everything you think of when you think of your hormones feeling all out of whack, it can help. And you'll feel like yourself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today. Thank you, Happy Mammoth Hormone Harmony, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And be super grateful that it happened and understand why it happened and what character building aspect it was for you and like why things happened the way they did. It doesn't matter if you ended on good terms, bad terms, whatever, like everything happens for a reason and something better is going to come into your life, whether it's a better romantic partner or an opportunity for work or travel. This is creating space for something new and better suited for you to come into your life. Don't numb your feelings or ignore them. Let yourself feel everything, acknowledge it, and then let it go. Picture your thoughts, your feelings, all those intrusive thoughts exiting your brain, being on a cloud and floating away. Or it can be a leaf in a pond, whatever like visualization you want to do. Acknowledge your feelings and then let it go. I feel like so many people, when it comes to a breakup, just go to numb themselves or ignore the feelings and emotions that they are feeling, especially guys. I feel like guys do this, and this is why you kind of see them party a lot after breakups, and then later down the line they start to actually process what happened and feel to a degree whatever they're feeling. Obviously, this is a blanket statement. And I feel like girls do this too. I've watched girlfriends do this a lot. Like they kind of just numb and distract themselves by drinking and going out and talking to new guys right away or like whoever you're interested in and taking like the phrase or like the statement, the way to get over someone is to get under someone else too literally and just like numbing themselves. I think it's really important and extremely healthy to let yourself feel, to let yourself be sappy and let yourself cry, journal, process out your emotions, talk it out with a friend, talk it out with a therapist, like really just like let yourself feel everything, process it and let it go. I really love journaling whenever I'm going through anything, especially when it's post-breakup situation. What I want you to do is I want you to grab your journal, or you can open up the notes app on your phone or Notion or whatever you want to use. And I want you to write out a list. Well, two lists. The first list is going to be a list of all the things you disliked about your ex-partner, person, situationship, relationship. And then I want you to write another list about all the things that you want and know that you deserve in a partner and in life, and whatever goals and things you're excited about doing and want to focus on, and put all your energy into that and be selfish in that regard. Whenever we are feeling a desire to romanticize this relationship, to romanticize this person, to put them back on a pedestal, to only remember the highlights of the relationship, and you feel the desire to reach back out, break no contact, etc., I want you to read this list of all the things you disliked about them and your relationship with them, and then read the list of all the things that you want and deserve. It will just like remind you and give you a reality check, because it's really easy once you're removed from the situation to really just romanticize it and focus on the good, as opposed to like looking at the whole picture. And I'm not trying to tell you to villainize this person. You can still view this person as a good person if you so wish. Give yourself a realistic perspective of them. I think like talking out your feelings and everything with a friend, a sibling, a therapist, your parents, whoever it may be, is really helpful just to process those emotions and let them go. Give yourself a week to be sappy and then move forward. If you sit in your sadness for too long, you are doing yourself a discredit, a disservice. It's not worth it. You're just going to make yourself feel shittier. And I preach this a million times. And ever since I've discovered to do this and taught myself to do this 4 years ago, it is truly the ultimate method to really move forward, but no contact. I don't care if they were your best friend. I don't care if you ended on good terms. Mute, block, unfollow them on social media, delete your conversation with them. And I've had a lot of girlfriends say to me when I say this, I like looking at our conversations. I want the memories. The memories that are important are in your head. You do not need a physical conversation to go back and read. Because trust me, I have been there and I've read the conversations over, and it makes you sad. And again, it makes you romanticize it, and you forget about the things that they did that you didn't like or that made them undeserving of you. You start to romanticize and put them on a pedestal, and you're kind of just ripping the wound right back open. Delete the chat. It's not worth it. The memories that are important are in your head. That's why we have a mind. It's there for a reason. Every single time you feel a desire to reach out to them, text a friend instead and let them know so they can talk you out of it, distract you. Again, also you can reread the list that I said before to remind yourself of the reality of what the relationship was and how you felt at the end, and to not romanticize or fixate on the good. If you really, really, really feel a desire to text them, open up your notes app instead and write the text in there instead. Every single time, you can keep like a running notes app note on there. Or you can pick up pen and paper and do this in your journal instead. I think also with your mindset, and I will always say this, but I think reframe your mindset to be optimistic and open-minded and to find the silver lining. I'm saying this again, I know I'm a bit repetitive, but I really want to hone this in and nail this into your head. Find the silver lining. There is a silver lining in everything if you choose to find it. You can choose to also be negative and to be a Debbie Downer and to have a super gray outlook on life and your circumstances and everything. Or you can choose to find that silver lining and to clutch onto that to help you pull yourself into a more optimistic, positive way of thinking and seeing life. When we do this, we're going to feel better overall, and that positive, optimistic mindset is going to ripple into the rest of our life. Say yes to new plans with new people. Give yourself time before getting back on the dating scene. Just focus on you and your friendships and your family and the things that you love onto routines. Create a new sense of stability in your life, especially if your partner was that person giving you the stability. A partner doesn't have to give this to you. You can give it to yourself through your habits, your routines, and your perspective. I think for me, when I'm going through a post-breakup situation, creating a morning routine that really helps me feel better, be more at ease, calm my mind, make me feel grounded, and get me out of bed, because I know how hard it can be to get out of bed when we're feeling low, when we're feeling sappy, when we're feeling blue. Create a morning routine that you really look forward to, that makes you feel really good, it makes you feel really energized, and it doesn't have to be a million steps. You can go and listen to my fall reset episode, I speak about my current morning routine. And I think that's honestly a really good one to have. But make it simple, make it easy for yourself, make it something that you look forward to and you almost crave. And then I also think setting aside time each week to do a self-love activity is so important. And I think this is something that really helped me and was a little mood booster for myself. So go buy fresh flowers, like making a little date out of it, taking yourself on a little date, whether it's to a coffee shop and you're bringing a book, or you're sitting at a cafe and doing work, or maybe you're going to pick up your favorite food and then sit in the park afterwards, or maybe you're taking yourself out by yourself and sitting at the bar at a nice restaurant and having a meal. Whatever it is, do the things that make you feel really good, like going for a walk, cleaning your space, buying the fresh flowers, whatever it is. Do little things to show yourself love. And then with that, like, also do things that are good for your mind, body, and soul. It's really easy to lean into drinking and going out and getting under someone else as a way to numb yourself. But the only way you are going to actually properly heal and move forward is to do the things that are good for you and are helping you heal. I leaned into lower impact movement like walks and Pilates after my breakup, and it's what felt really good for me. I didn't have the energy to go and weightlift. I was not feeling drawn to that. It was also really hard for me to eat post breakup. I did not have the energy to be going and lifting heavy weights. Like, that wouldn't have been healthy, but I could do a little low impact Pilates. Just lean into what feels really good for you. If you live in Toronto or Vancouver and have access to Jaybird, or something like it, like a meditative led class, Jaybird really helped me get out of my mind and into my body and feel grounded. And it was almost like this little escape whenever I went to, like, stop the intrusive thoughts, you know, trying to figure out the puzzle as to why it didn't work out, what did I do wrong, and how it could have played out differently, and all these intrusive what if and should have thoughts. Jaybird really got me out of that, and running does that for me as well. Like I just mentioned, I personally lost a lot of appetite around my breakup, and I have in the past before. I feel like when I was younger, it was kind of the opposite. I was more of like an emotional eater. I could soothe myself through eating more. Now it's kind of opposite, where I have no desire to eat and I have to force myself to eat. And it's so easy to lose your appetite or feel the need to have a lot of comfort foods, but just try to focus on nourishing your body with good food that makes you feel really good. 80% nourishing, healthy whole foods and 20% more comforting soul food is a really good kind of balance. But you know yourself best. Do what makes you feel good and just ensure that you're taking care of yourself, because it is so easy to fall into drinking or smoking or doing things that numb and remove ourselves from our thoughts that aren't healthy. And then lastly, self-love development is what I'm calling this section. Do the things for yourself that either they did or didn't do. Practice positive affirmations. Buy yourself flowers. Put on Miley Cyrus's song, I can buy myself flowers. I'm never singing on here again. Take care of your space. Like, nothing was more therapeutic for me. Maybe it's my OCD type A personality. Nothing was more therapeutic for me than doing a weekly deep clean and reset of my space. That means doing a deep clean of the kitchen and the bathroom, removing everything from the surface, wiping it down, disinfecting it, throwing out any food that's expired or going bad, changing my bed sheets, making sure all my laundry is washed and put away nicely, making sure all the clutter and the buildup of random miscellaneous things on my island, or like the places where clutter builds in your house, is all put away. I really do think, like, clear space, clear mind. You guys have heard me say this a million times. Really take a moment. I love doing it on a Sunday. Clear your space and take care of it, and just take care of your environment and yourself. I also love home-cooked meals, baking, take yourself on a little date. I think also then surrounding yourself with friends and family that make you feel good is so important. You now have more time to spend with them and prioritize them. Give the love that you are feeling to give to someone, to them, and like also give it to yourself through the little self-care things, self-love things that I said just before. I know I've spoken a lot about like not leaning into drinking and numbing yourself that way, but you are still allowed to go out and have fun. I just don't think it should be the primary focus. It should be something like a little bit of sprinkle in that. Maybe once a week, once every other week, or like even going out and having fun doesn't have to revolve around like drinking or being in a bar environment. It can be anything. I really do think being carefree and letting go is also just as important. I personally would recommend not to drink for the first 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks after a breakup, because alcohol is a depressant. You don't want to feel more low than you're ready feeling. But I think going out with my girlfriends, being carefree, having fun, but being silly, taking time to get dressed up and put on an outfit that I feel really sexy and hot and confident in, was really healing and good for me and continues to be. I think, as I always say, everything in moderation. But I think just like going out with the intention of having fun, not necessarily meeting guys, but just like meeting people and having interactions with other humans and dancing and hearing music, getting out of your head a little bit, can be super healthy and good for us. Also, like, girl time is fun time. And take care of yourself. Do the skincare, the hair care, the oral routine, the whole nine yards. Your hair holds memories, they say. So if you want to cut it, if you want to dye it, if you just want to get it like blown out or styled, you do you, sister. Do the things that truly make you feel good and feel beautiful. Focus on your workout routine. Find something you can be consistent with, because working out gives us endorphins. Endorphins make us happy. And like I said, for me, it became Pilates and running or doing a HIIT class occasionally. Running and boxing were really good for anger releases, especially when I got a punch, a bob, or my trainer is a guy. So, you know, took out my frustrations on him, but that really just like helped me a lot. But Pilates really helped calm and ground me and work on my mind muscle connection. And as I said, Jaybird became a very therapeutic, meditative place for me, which is literally the basis of Jaybird and why I would love to be an instructor there. But that in combination with the running or the HIIT classes, whether it's boxing or berries or whatever it is, that was just the perfect thing for me. So find what it is for you. And then clearing your energy and your space. I know a lot of people have controversial opinions on this or contradicting opinions on this, but I have sage and I smudge my apartment. It was gifted to me, but I smudge my apartment. It's been something I've been doing for years, even after a hookup or something, if I feel like the energy of that person is not what I want it to be, or if I'm just feeling off in my space. I like to light my sage and smudge my apartment and smudge myself to clear any negative energy. I always set the intention of good vibes and self-love when smudging. I always open a door before I do so, and I go around my apartment, and then I go around myself in a clockwise motion. That is just how I read to do it, whether it's placebo or not. I always feel so much better. I feel so much lighter afterwards, especially that in combination with fresh bed sheets, a deep clean, a full shower. Like, I'll do this as my final step. And it just makes me feel good, especially if you spent a lot of time in your apartment with that person. It's easy to see the memories and to feel their energy and whatnot. I know that was something that was really hard for me, because I spent a lot of time with this person in my apartment. So I felt their presence a lot. I feel like I'm a very energy sensitive person. And so smudging my apartment just clears that energy and creates a new good energy and vibe in my home. Take yourself on a solo adventure. It can be in your city, romanticize your hometown or wherever you're living. It could be a little trip nearby, or it could be like a full-fledged solo trip. Truthfully, going to London solo really revived me. It was confidence boosting. It was energy giving. It was a good energy reset. And I think it really transcended me into feeling like the hottest, healthiest, most confident version of myself, and also just feeling like me again. I feel like the past few years I have like lost and found myself in a way, and I feel, I don't know, I've been getting a lot of comments that like people can say that I'm like glowing or whatever, but I just really just feel like myself again, but a better, higher version of myself, almost this version that I've been manifesting for so long. You guys know I always talk about manifestation and being your highest self, etc. I think like all the things that I'm talking about in this episode and this breakup really like pushed me into putting so much energy into these things and like reframing my mindset and outlook on my life and myself and dating and the way in which the role of dating in my life and how it intersects with my life and how it makes me feel, and just almost like female empowerment. whether it's in your own city, if you do a little staycation or you just do a little day exploration, doesn't have to be like a full trip to London. Like, I know I'm very fortunate and grateful to have been able to do that. And I'm getting to do that again in a few months. But I think it was really life-changing for me, and I think it would be super helpful for you guys and give you the confidence to be empowered by your independence and this newfound independence and freedom in a way. Leaning into books and podcasts was also super helpful. I was reading The Mountain Is You, like, leading up to the breakup and afterwards, and that really helped me. And then also after I broke up, as reading When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal. Both are by Brianna Weiss. You both have heard me talk about them a million times. They're available on Spotify audiobooks, I'm pretty sure, for free if you have the premium membership, or you can buy it. I love physical books for all my books, but highly, highly, highly recommend anything by Brianna Weiss, but specifically The Mountain Is You and When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal. It really helped me work on my perspective of myself and the relationship and him and just like everything I was working through and going through and kind of processing. And then podcasts, I really love Date Yourself Instead. Anything by Mel Robbins, I also really love. Those just really, really helped me. But nonetheless, these are all my post-breakup glow-up tips, tricks, mindsets, life hacks, whatever you want to call it. I think they work. You just got to be consistent in it. And I know right now, if you're listening to this, you're probably clicked on this episode because you're going through a similar situation, but just know you will come out of this on the other side so much stronger, filled with so much more self-love, confidence, a higher self-esteem, and an understanding that everything happens for a reason. You'll be grateful that this happened to you, and just know you will meet your person when you meet them. Give it time. It will happen when you least expect it. I hate that, but I know it's true. And if you ever want to chat through anything or feel like you don't have someone to go to, my DMs are always open. You can always DM me. You can always send in a question in the advice column form. It's always linked in the show notes. You can go over to our Monday Q&As on my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. But I hope that this episode was helpful. I hope that this made you feel a little bit better, whether you're going through a post-breakup glow-up situation or post-breakup situation or not. I hope that it was helpful, and these can also be applicable if you're not. I think they're all super healthy things, habits, mindsets, routines, etc., to be incorporating into your life, even if you are in a relationship. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, I love seeing your reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can leave comments on Spotify and I can reply to them now, which is super, super fun. I love when I see you guys posting that you're listening to the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And I love resharing that. So keep doing that. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.